We find ourselves straight up at 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. So what we love doing here and what we love seeing here are locals who are just kicking butt. And that's what we find with Talon Fior, author of a new book called Brown Eyed Girl. Comes out August 9th, I believe it drops. Just a local Lagoonan was inspired this last year of living here. Beautiful photography in the book, black and white photography. Do me a favor, Laguna Beach, and welcome Talon Fior to the studio this morning.
Hi there. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
And first of all, the idea behind this book and the fact that you took poems that you had written previously, kind of unboxed them, went through them, and started the book. Tell me about that process.
Yeah, so during lockdown, like so many people with isolation, I found myself just turning to poetry like I did when I was a little kid, and just writing poems, a lot of heartache. And then it turned into, a few months later, poems of happiness, which had never happened to me before. I thought you had to be in so much pain to create. That's what I've always been taught.
Right.
And I'm quite spiritual, so I was working with an intuitive, and she, I was asking about something else, and she kept saying, this book you're writing, you know, this is the happiness. I kept saying, you know, I'm an actress, I'm a screenwriter, I don't write books. Like, right. I don't want to start a new project. And was on the beach one day flipping through my journal and saw I had about 55 poems. And at the very first page, it actually said Book of Poems, Talon Fiori. And I was like, oh, this is the book, it's already done. And then, you know, comes figuring out how to turn a mess of scribbled poems into a book. So as I started typing them and looking at them, I saw there was a very dualistic nature between the heartbreak and then the happiness. Right. And then at the end, almost this inspirational type of energy that had come from both of them. So I started putting it into a specific sequence that repeats 18 times, a lot of numerology in the book.
Okay.
And right. Yeah, that's how it came to be.
So as you go back through poems that you have now rediscovered, mm-hmm. Could you pinpoint where you were in your life as far as whether there was a dark period or when where you were? Can you pinpoint it to the poem itself?
Most of them, yes. It happened in such a condensed time that pretty much all the black and sad poems happened within a month, like that very first month of lockdown. I was just writing.
Right.
And then some of the poems came from my journal. I would go back and read a journal and be like, oh, this is a poem. Right. And then I would bring it over.
Right. What specifically about the first month or two that you were locked down, what put you in that dark spot?
I had gone through a breakup in 2019.
Right.
It was a really good breakup. We stayed friends, but about like a few weeks before the shutdown,
right.
We decided to end the friendship. So actually it was the heartbreak of the lost friend to me that just felt really isolating during that first month, thinking the world was actually gonna, you know, end in a month.
Right, right.
I was like, no, this is like the apocalypse. How are we not gonna be friends? So it was more just that loss of your closest person more than the romantic type of love.
Right. And you do, I do find experience has taught me that losing friendships cuts a little deeper
mm-hmm.
than most people would think. And it certainly cuts deeper if you lose the same friendship that's a relationship.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So any poems dedicated to that?
The book is actually dedicated to that.
Okay. The entire
the
book.
Because later, we became friends again.
Okay.
After a few months. And
well, thank you for that sunshine. I was doom and gloom here. Thank you for that sunshine.
So
at
a lot
end.
Of the happy poems are also about that friendship.
Okay.
So I just, when looking back, was like that same person inspired the joy and the sorrow. Like so many people do. Every experience has good and bad. So I feel like I'm really into the polarity that, you know, the lightness and darkness is within us all.
Right.
And so that book is dedicated to him.
And sometimes simultaneously, lightness and darkness?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
morning
right.
and afternoon.
Right? Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. So you live here in Laguna Beach.
Uh-huh.
What does this community do? Or forget the community aspect of it. Mm-hmm. What does this city, what is the ocean, what is being here in this area do for your creativity or for your soul as
honestly,
you create?
Honestly, I understand why people say that it's a vortex here. There's obviously so much art, so much creativity, but I never experienced it full time until this past year. And I feel like there's just something in the air here. All the photography was taken on Fisherman's Cove where I live. I just feel like everything kind of fades away. Even when you drive out of Laguna
right.
and you drive back in after Day of Errands, it's like the air hits you and you're like, oh.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
And there's just such an incredible community here. When I was doing the photography, there were so many people willing to help me. you know, I'm like on Nextdoor, like, anybody have a Rubik's Cube? Like, anybody have an old style TV? And everyone is just so helpful, so supportive. I met an artist during my process that inspired me that were like, oh, I also do photography. So it was this beautiful kind of web of, you know, meeting creators as I was creating. Right. And it was just really beautiful.
That's awesome. Now, the book is in black and white photography. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us the decision there.
So I feel like I have two parts of my soul. I have like the loud pop art, old school retro.
Right.
And then I have the softer black and white side.
Okay.
So when looking at all the poems, I was trying to figure if I was going to draw, if I was going to hire someone. And I was inspired by a lot of things I saw online and the black and white, once I realized so much of the polarity between the darkness and light within myself, I was like, this is the most beautiful way to show it in a very specific way so that the eye and the mind doesn't get distracted by the colors.
Would I be overstepping to ask you to read us a little bit?
No,
I'd
love to.
Okay.
Should we do happy or sad?
Let's do happy. Let's roll with happy.
All right.
And again, I want it to be your preference, whatever you like.
Yeah, I love both. So.
Okay.
So this is, I don't know if you've ever been to the secret spot. Have you ever been to this?
I have.
Okay, yeah.
I have.
So yeah, that's the little me up there. Yeah,
okay, that's a beautiful picture, by the way.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful picture. Let's do this. Let's do one sad, one happy.
Okay. I'll do the very first poem I ever wrote.
Oh, yeah.
The very first.
There we go.
Sound. Okay.
By the way, as she's fingering through these pages, beautiful photography.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful photography. And the cover art is my favorite. It sets a mood. It sets a tone. It's a really cool, dark, jazzy, nightclubby vibe. Yeah. It's very cool.
I've always wanted to be that girl. So I was like, when better time to do it than on my book?
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
So this is the very first poem that was written.
Okay.
If I could dream of a perfect day, it'd be in a cabin with you far, far away. Holding hands and talking deep, maybe then you'd be able to sleep. You would brush my hair, I would pop your back, we'd dance for hours in our tiny shack. The world is unknown, it scares me so, but I know with you, I'm never alone. The dream fades away, its absence brings tears, I wake up surrounded by my childhood fears.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. All right.
And now we'll go to something happier for everyone having a beautiful Tuesday. Okay. Moonlight shimmers in my eyes as I take you in. How did I not see you all this time? My sweet soul, you are my divine connection. Always there, but somehow unseen, somehow unheard. My whole life you shouted so loud, wanting to be heard. But now you shine so bright, you're all I can see. Your light ignites my skin. I feel you in every cell, melting into every scar. Finally one, we take our first steps together. We wobble like a child. But then we begin to soar. Fade me away. I'll never be the same.
That's magnificent.
Thank you.
That's magnificent. That's beautiful. And very light. Mm-hmm. That shows a lot of light. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your experience with Soltara.
With Soltara? Yeah. Oh, wow. Very life-changing.
Okay.
There's actually a few poems in here dedicated to my time there.
Okay.
I went in 2019, I believe, and... for those who don't know, Soltara is a retreat out in Costa Rica where you partake in the plant medicine ayahuasca.
Right.
And it was a week-long experience, and it fully changed the course of my life.
Okay. I'm glad I asked.
I know. I was like, I wasn't expecting that. I have a tattoo dedicated to it on my left ankle, and it just cracks open all of the conditioning that's happened to you, and you're able to see who you really are.
Okay.
And who you were meant to be. And it doesn't do all the work. There's a lot of work when you get back, but it almost gives you this beautiful like treasure map of what it could be like on an easier path filled with love and light. And it's grueling. It's not for the faint of heart, but I cannot imagine where I would be if I didn't go.
Okay. And I'm asking you this question because I'm the pedestrian here that just doesn't get it. But the ayahuasca, mm-hmm. is that like eating some peyote?
It's similar. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a plant that's
touchdown.
Yeah, it's a plant that's in Peru, so they bring it in from Peru to Costa Rica, and they make it into a tea. It's a specific leaf that they do with a different root.
Okay, mm-hmm. And life changing. I love
hearing
that.
Life changing. Yeah.
Now, would you ever consider going back, or is life changing once enough?
I think for me, life changing once is enough. Okay. I definitely had times where I thought about doing it again. I actually took in a small ceremony in LA a few months later. And it was just it was like dipping your toe into a pool instead of cannonballing in.
Right.
Where Costa Rica was like a full-on cannonball into the ocean. And I just didn't want to become someone who was constantly trying to chase that bliss. I wanted to say, you know, I've been given this gift. How can I take it, integrate it, and actually move forward with the lessons, right, not just creating it into another distraction, I guess.
I'm delighted we invited you here this morning. This is
so
great.
So
where are we going to be able to find this book on August 9th?
Yes, so it's actually already available for pre-order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Target.
Beautiful.
And then it will be up fully on August 9th as well.
And August 9th has a specific reason that you're launching on that day?
Yes, it is my 30th birthday.
Well, an early happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. I was going to go on a trip and I was like, what better thing can I give myself than making a dream come true?
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm all over it. I'm all over this book, and I'm certainly welcoming you back. Anytime you want to come back in, let's talk again.
Yeah, definitely.
Talon Fior, the book is Brown Eyed Girl. Look for it everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Oh, and it will
everywhere.
Be at Laguna Beach Books as well. I hope. Fingers crossed.
I'm
going to go take it in a hope.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. Thank you, Talon Fior, for being here this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right. 8:13 the time. Mornings with Ed.